The City of Peterborough has entered into a 3-year service agreement with One City Peterborough, a charitable organization focused on supporting those experiencing homelessness and criminalization, to run a low-barrier shelter program out of the Trinity United Church building in downtown Peterborough. The city has committed to provide $900,000 per year for 3 years to One City to financially support them in running this shelter. Trent Radio got to speak to Peterborough City Councillor Keith Riel about the partnership.
Usually we're last minute looking for something for a shelter for the winter. And certainly One City last year had a low minimum barrier shelter that they ran in coordination with what we had. So this is us ahead of the curve, preparing for the winter months and the inclement winds, but going forward for the whole year.
The space is currently under renovation, making sure that it is safe and finished before winter weather starts. Auden Palmer, Director of Outreach at One City, says that the space is projected to open by November 1st. Once completed, the space will be a home to a variety of shelter services, as Palmer describes here.
Yeah, so there's going to be a daytime drop-in program, which will operate 365 days a year, 7 days a week. And it will be operating for 4 hours a day, usually around 1 to 5, unless we need to make a shift. And then operating for extended hours in the case of extreme weather events. And there will be an overnight program operating for 6 months throughout the winter, and that'll operate from 8 p.m. until 8 a.m.
These services are being called low barrier or low minimum barrier programming.
Low barrier, it doesn't mean no barrier, but it's just kind of acknowledging the challenges that exist for folks who need to access shelter in the current shelter system. So things like needing ID or having a citizenship or permanent residency documents or being sober, not using substances or participating in sort of the requirements that exist in the shelter system to be able to access that space that isn't possible for some people.
Riel says that providing low barrier shelter services was a big reason for the partnership with One City.
The city is not in the low minimum barrier shelter business. For liability issues or other issues, we're just not in that business. So a partnership with One City come to fruition, and certainly they have done the job before. So it seemed like the logical way to go forward to run a shelter system for the marginalized and the homeless in the city of Peterborough.
The overnight program at this space, which will be called the Trinity Community Center, will provide 45 shelter beds for unhoused community members. This is an overall increase in available shelter beds since last winter, despite Peterborough losing 32 shelter beds with the closure of the Wolf Street Overflow Shelter. Once Trinity is open, Peterborough will have roughly 150 available shelter beds, according to Palmer. And though this is an increase in shelter services, there are going to be many people going without shelter in Peterborough. There are only enough shelter beds for less than half of the estimated unhoused population in the city. Though it is a hard number to know precisely, Palmer consulted 3 different reports and estimates that there are around 360 community members experiencing homelessness right now. And though this would suggest that the shelter beds would be in high demand, Palmer says that this is not always the case.
We know that last year there were 32 beds at overflow. Our stopgap program was at capacity every night, every single night, and the beds at overflow were very underutilized, and so there's good reason for that, and we need to figure out ways to meet people where they're at.
Palmer hopes that they can identify the reasons why people are choosing not to or unable to access the city shelters, and that Trinity Community Center can meet the needs of those community members, which is also the goal of the City of Peterborough, as Riel says here.
Certainly there's a need to house the unhoused or the homeless and marginalized, but also there's a legislative responsibility of the municipality to provide housing.
This has been Eddie Sweeney reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF FM 92.7 Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Nogajiwinong.